listening to Get Sports Radio.
This is episode number 35, Fantasy Happy Hour Week 9 edition, coming your way here around 3:30 Eastern on Friday, November the 3rd. And man, I can't believe it. The calendar has turned November. The action has turned crazy in fantasy football, and the stakes as high as they've been all season. You'll want to follow along. You can do so by subscribing to the podcast. I'm doing them twice a week throughout the regular season. We'll be doing it for you. You can subscribe to iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Just search the Get Sports Info Podcast. You can also like the podcast Facebook page and follow it on Twitter at Get Sports Info. Of course, follow me at Dan Klaskins. You can listen to me on Saturday mornings on Sirius XM Fantasy Sports Radio, hosting Fantastics Insider Football, 10 a.m. Eastern there with my friend James Adams. You can also check out my work, Tuesday and Wednesday articles coming your way as part of free content at Pro Football Focus. That's where my rankings preside as well, and we're super stoked that, man, we've gotten you to this point of the season. Let me carry you across the finish line. Do we need to take a side note here with you, tell you about our great reduced rate on our email coach service. You having a tough time with those deadline deals? You want to send me the screenshots? You're not getting the answers on Twitter as fast as you need or like, or sometimes I just can't get to you at all? Let me help you with those remaining bye week decisions. Let me help you with those playoff lineups. My email coach service down to just $9.95 for the basic package. Weekly email advice guaranteed to your inbox from yours truly. Let me help you set that lineup. Just $9.95 gets you now through December. Guaranteed responses. Check it out. Go to GetSportsInfo.com. Look under the fantasy football tab and the navigation, and there you'll see email advice. You can get that right there, and I'd love to have you out there. Enjoy engaging with my dozens of subscribers each week, and a lot of them in the playoff hunt. And you know, injuries have bitten a little bit. There's some bad luck involved, but let me help you the best I can with my 27 years of experience. And here's the best part. You want that service for free? Just leave me a review of this podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. Once it's there, you can take a screenshot of it, email it to me, getsportsinfo@gmail.com. I'll give you that package absolutely free, regardless if it's a good or bad review. Just want to see some feedback there, folks. And so enough of that. Let's dive into all kinds of news. We've got plenty of injuries to talk about, including the devastating one to Houston rookie quarterback Deshaun Watson. We saw that go down yesterday, and really, really unfortunate there for the young man. We'll dive into the impact of that. We got some deadline deals to break down. As I always do, we'll run through all the Friday injury report news for you here on the Happy Hour, and then we'll end it by looking at some guys I like more, some I like less than other experts in the industry. But let's start off with the biggest news from Friday, at least at the time I've come to you, and that is the fact that, oh man, I'm so sick of talking about it, but Ezekiel Elliott has once again gotten his way back onto the football field when it looked pretty bleak for Zeke. An appeal has been filed, and here we go again. Ezekiel Elliott, I can tell you this much, he's going to play this week against the Kansas City Chiefs, and you can go ahead and count him on your lineup. I put him all the way up to number 4 in my rankings, and maybe even higher if you look at it. The volume's going to be there. 29 carries, 26 carries, 33 carries. They've been giving him the rock these past few weeks, expecting him to miss. Now, here's the downside. He's back in. I mean, this thing is wishy-washy. Who knows what's going to happen in Week 10? I don't know. I don't think anybody knows. If you want to follow Jenny Dash on Twitter, I really have enjoyed her coverage of it. She's been pretty spot on. But assuming he still serves a 6-game suspension this season, folks, it's Week 9. He's playing. So it's suddenly looking like if this thing goes down, it will be a season ender, at least from a fantasy perspective. And I'm not necessarily writing it off as happening, but like I said, I'm not a legal expert. This thing is just annoying me as we continue to talk about it. Let's quickly hit on last night's game. Don't want to spend too much time there because so much going on out there that I do want to talk about. But a lot of good football last night by the New York Jets. They moved to 4-5. They do it behind a pretty stellar defensive performance, coming up with 7 sacks, pretty much just shutting down LeSean McCoy, holding him to just 12 carries for 25 yards. He was a total bust, held without a catch. It was the Bilal Powell Show, 9 times, 74 yards. Matt Forte, 14 carries, 77 yards, and a pair of touchdowns. We saw Josh McCown look pretty stellar if you needed to stream him in a bye week. I had to throw him in there when I had to replace Deshaun Watson at the last minute in a league. He did all right. He ran for a touchdown. He threw for another 14 to 20 for 140 through the air. The Jets had a commanding lead. There was a lot of garbage time there, a lot of production. I got 30.9 points out of my quarterback, Tyrod Taylor. He ran for a touchdown, threw for two more, did fumble. Wasn't a great day for him. Didn't have a lot of time. Kelvin Benjamin, the newly acquired guy, he sat, and that's going to transition us right into deadline deals. How about those? Jimmy Garoppolo, I'm not going to touch a lot on that one because I did in episode 34 of the podcast. Like the long-term outlook there. Who knows if and when he'll play this season. The 49ers, they're going to have a pretty high pick here, and that's the thing. If they got the number one overall pick, they're not going to have to go to the franchise quarterback. Now, they need to sign and extend him, but a lot of work there lies ahead. I think they will lock him up, though. I think they're pretty confident that that's the plan. We'll see. Something to watch. Meanwhile, Brian Hoyer, the guy who started the season 49ers, he was cut. He ends up replacing Garoppolo, signing a three-year deal with the Patriots. He'll back up Tom Brady, and if Brady were to go down, he'd become a very viable fantasy option. Let's get into the other trades that I haven't had a chance to talk about on the podcast. A bit of a stunner on Tuesday morning when Jay Ajayi was dealt for a fourth-round pick and others to the Philadelphia Eagles. They land a running back here. We know Adam Gase called out Ajayi last week after the loss and his lackluster effort, running behind just a brutal offensive line. This is an interesting no-lose situation here. The Eagles, I think this is a Super Bowl-caliber football team. They have a 30-year-old LeGarrette Blount and a bunch of complementary pieces behind him. Ajayi, a lot of concern long-term around his knee, but I think that as the season goes on, his role will increase. I don't know what to expect. I'm not going to necessarily roll him out there this week. He's an RB3 at best, and mostly because there's six teams on bye this week. But I will say this, Ajayi, a guy that, you know, it's a wait-and-see approach for me. I know that the team's a lot better, the pieces around him and the weapons, but you know, Howie Roseman did come out and basically said LeGarrette Blount remains the starting running back. What that means, time will tell. But it will be interesting to watch how this situation unfolds. Kelvin Benjamin, the other big trade, he was dealt, Buffalo acquiring him. The leftovers there, as we saw last night, he was sidelined, but I expect him to play next week. He only had 2 days to prepare for the Thursday night game, so they had him inactive. But Benjamin, to me, it's a pretty lateral move. I mean, this thing helps Tyrod Taylor more than anything. I like the way Zay Jones is coming on. Zay Jones, the rookie, surviving a scare there. We've seen Jordan Matthews finally getting healthy a little bit. So Taylor, a guy that's getting an added weapon. Benjamin, it will be a free agent. Remains to be seen if his long-term future is with the Bills. Meanwhile, in Carolina, I mean, look for a more run-heavy approach. I think they're hoping Greg Olsen's back here in a couple weeks. Funchess is going to get his targets. I think rookie Curtis Samuel is going to need to get more involved. Russell Shepard's going to have a role. But the way Cam Newton's been playing, I'm really just not very excited about any of those options. And with Ajayi gone and Miami, what's left in the backfield is Kenyon Drake and Damian Williams. I'm expecting the committee. Drake's the guy. If I had to pick one, I'd roll him out there. And I'm actually starting him in a couple lineups this week with the six teams on a bye and the injuries and everything in my scenario. So those were all some interesting deals. It was a nice Halloween edition of the deadline. I have a feeling some of these guys might be a little bit more on the trick side than necessarily the treat. Let's run through the injuries. The big one, of course, Deshaun Watson, the devastating ACL injury he sustained ending his season during Thursday's practice. This guy has been all world. I've got him in three leagues. I was in shock. It was just so disappointing beyond fantasy. This was one of the NFL's young, bright stars having a epic and historical season, and it's just cut short in a non-contact injury in practice. Tom Savage takes over. I dropped everybody down. I think Lamar Miller's still probably a guy you're going to look to start this week. Hopkins probably too, but you know, they all dropped down big time. And it's such a buzzkill because the Texans were about as relevant from a fantasy perspective as we've seen them outside of the Arian Foster days with this offense and the way it was clicking under their young quarterback. Now the hope is, can Watson come back and be ready for next season and be a mobile quarterback? ACL injury, how's that going to impact things? He's already injured his other knee in an ACL injury during his days at Clemson, so we've seen him recover before. The best luck ahead to him. Speaking of luck, Andrew Luck, he's been placed on IR, no surprise. The setback last week, the shoulder injury, he will not return this season. Jameis Winston, he's going to play through his shoulder injury. There were some concerns last week. I don't know. I'm a little down on him in New Orleans, but a guy you can use if you want. The 49ers placed Pierre Garçon. He suffered a neck injury on week 8. They went ahead and put him on injured reserve. His season's over. With everything else going on there, it's a mess. But Trent Taylor, Aldrick Robinson, and Marquise Goodwin likely to get the call. Good news for rookie Corey Davis with the hamstring issue. Looks like he's going to return this week. We have Jameson Crowder looking doubtful after his best game of the season. He sustains an injury, so we're going to have to see if he's going to be back in the mix this week and what that's going to look like. I'm not holding my breath there. And the Redskins have already ruled out Jordan Reed with his hamstring. So they're look to Vernon Davis, who I think is a great sleeper this week at tight end. Zach Ertz. His hamstring news better on Friday. He's been cleared. Looks like he's good to go this week against Denver. And Delanie Walker still not practicing. We're going to want to keep our eyes on him leading up to kickoff. He's battling an ankle issue. The Titans with a tough matchup versus the Ravens. Let's finish it up with guys I like more, some I like less. And I know I always bang on Derek Carr, but I do like the Raiders this week. The total sitting at 44. I think they go down to Miami and take care of business. Carr, he's good for a couple touchdowns, 280 yards. I've got him at QB6. That's two spots higher than the expert consensus ranking at fantasypros.com. Running backs I like more. In PPR, two of my top 10 running backs I'm ahead of the skew on, including my RB2 this week, Leonard Fournette. I think he has a field day. A field day coming off the bye and 100% with his ankle injury against the Bengals. A must-play DFS option in week number 9. And I also, in PPR leagues, like Chris Thompson. The way Russell Wilson's been playing, I think the Redskins are going to have to keep pace. Thompson is the guy that has benefited from those types of game flows before. I think I've got him two spots higher than the rest of the experts. A couple of receivers to keep your eyes on. I know they've been a little boring. But Alshon Jeffrey, I've got him 8 spots higher. It's more of a hunch play than anything. I like him this week against Denver. He's my wide receiver 15. And wide receiver 16, 4 spots ahead of the experts. I'm going Sterling Shepard. He's going to get the targets, folks. The Rams, a pretty good defense, but I think their offense is going to put enough points on the board to where Shepard's target volume will be there as the Giants try to keep pace. And some guys I like less, Marcus Mariota. How can't you like this guy a little less? Tough matchup against a mostly dominating Ravens defense. I mean, they've had a couple outings where they just didn't show up. I don't think that's the case on Sunday as they go to Nashville. And Mariota, he hasn't been a quarterback one since week 1. He's thrown one or fewer touchdowns in all game but one. I've got him as my QB16 this week, reluctantly having to play him in a few spots where I had Watkins on my team. But he's QB16 on my board. That's 3 spots lower than the expert consensus there. Orleans Darkwa, I'm 5 spots lower than the Giants running back on PPR. I've got him my RB29. 1 spot ahead of C.J. Anderson, I've got 7 spots lower than the expert consensus. I think these guys are RB3s at best. I don't see how they're in the RB2 conversation, even with 6 teams on bye. Devontae Parker, he's coming back. I've got him as my wide receiver 21. I'm not ignoring him, but that's 4 spots higher or lower than the other experts there. So I don't trust him. I need to see it first. The Raiders could be a good matchup. This could be the spot for him, but I'm not going to use him unless I need him. And Jordy Nelson, 2 touchdown dependent for me. I got him at wide receiver 22, so his chances are he's starting for you, but that's 3 spots lower than others are saying at fantasypros.com. Man, I squeezed a lot of stuff in there in a little bit of time, but I sure enjoyed doing it. I'll be back on Monday with an abbreviated version of your Monday quarterback. Look at the waiver wire. We'll hand out some game balls and wrap up all that was week number 9. You can subscribe to the podcast on Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Get it at any time. GetSportsInfo.com. Until next time around, I'm Dan Klaskins. Thanks for listening to the Get Sports Info Podcast. I'm in the counter. I'm just